hydrated, you're also going to want to, well, it depends on the type of person you are. If you are an adult and you'd like to indulge in adult beverages, they are not going to let you in. They are absolutely not going to let you in because they need to make money. They need to make money on their stuff that they sell inside. So what you can do is you can sneak it in, and I'll teach you a couple ways how. It's all subjective to what type of security officer you get when you're going through the checkpoint of entering into outside lands. But if you get a nice one, generally sneaking anything in through with your girlfriend or with a girl is much, much easier. They like to search guys a lot more, and I don't know why. Maybe we're just more troublemakers, but it's definitely a thing that they search guys a lot more than they search girls. That's all I'm really going to say. I'm not going to encourage you sneak anything in, but that is my one little statement on that, is that if you are planning on sneaking stuff in, they do seem to just kind of look over girls and just mostly pat down guys. Just saying. And the last do and don't for music festival is don't be a jerk. You're out there having a great time listening to amazing music that these wonderful artists have come out to show you, and you'd be so surprised at how many jerks are out there stepping on your foot and yelling at you for being in their way or something, or vice versa. They're in your way, and it's just a little ridiculous. And the thing is, you got to realize there's a lot of people congregating in one specific location. I think it's close to actually 100,000 people. So that's a lot of people to have in one space. So people are going to step on your feet. You're going to get bumped into a lot. And you just have to go into that knowing that that is going to happen. That is something that will happen. And the thing is you can't let it get to you. It's inevitable that these things are going to happen, so you have to just brush it off and be like, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my time with my buddies, listening to music. And because I've seen way too many people lash out at other people and start fights and things like that when it could have just been easily avoided. It really could have been. And it makes me sad because then it's ruining other people's weekends. Like, I had to take my time out to watch that fight and everything. It distracted me from the music I was listening to. So just be kind to the people around you and those that are there, and you'll have a great time no matter what. Another thing is, don't really plan on being alone. Because, again, when you're having 100,000 people congregate in one area, you are bound to have some weird people show up to those things. And weird people don't always want the best for you. They don't have the best intentions. And especially if you're a female, I would highly suggest having a buddy with you. I would not walk around alone. You never know what kind of weirdos are walking around, especially at music festivals. A lot of the people are nice, but I guarantee out of 100,000 people, someone is going to be weird or have bad intentions. So just remember, have a buddy, stay safe, and don't go off into the, like, don't go off the track or anything. Just stay where it's populated, is what I'm trying to say. Now, that is kind of it for my music festival do's and don'ts for today. Again, basic main gist, just have a great time, don't be a jerk, stay hydrated. Those are the three most important things. Now, there's been a lot of speculation as to who is actually going to be at Outside Lands this year, and I have my own lineup predictions, actually, because there's been many, many people who on tour and things like that who have a small gap at that August 8th to 10th area, and I believe that I can't say anything, but I believe Outkast is definitely going to be there. Outkast is touring to 50 different music festivals this year. 50. And I'll be darned if Outside Lands isn't one of them. Now, though the lineup has not been released, I do think that Outkast will definitely be there. Actually, if you don't know who Outkast is, although I'm sure you do, you don't know their name. They're the group that does Hey Ya and Sorry Miss Jackson and things like that. So I'm almost positive they will be there. Another one that I believe will be there will be the Arctic Monkeys. Now, they are on tour right now, and it's been a few years since they've been to Outside Lands, so I'm really hoping and thinking they're going to be at Outside Lands this year. And I can't wait to see that, because Arctic Monkeys are one of those bands that are just so high energy and so fun, and I can't wait. Soundgarden is most likely going to be there because there's a little gap in their tour date for August 8th through the 10th, so I'm really hoping that they're going to show up. Arcade Fire is another one. And Pharrell. Pharrell is another one I think is going to be there. Now, it's actually because of a tweet that Outside Lands put up the other day, and it said, Pharrell just tried on Ranger Dave's hat. And Ranger Dave is kind of the mascot for Outside Lands. And so I can't see any logical reason why they would put that up there unless Pharrell was affiliated with Outside Lands somehow. Because that wouldn't really make any other sense to me in reality. So Pharrell could show up. What I'm hoping, and it's very, very unlikely, but what I'm hoping is that Pharrell will show up with Daft Punk. Because Pharrell is the singer of the song Get Lucky by Daft Punk, and he's the singer, and he does the vocals. And what would be my dream was to get there and realize that Daft Punk showed up with Pharrell. That would be incredible, although extremely, extremely unlikely. That would be what I'd like to see there. But, you know, it is probably not going to happen, in all honesty. But another one that I'm expecting to see there is Lorde. Now, Lorde has been making her appearances at a lot of music festivals. A lot, a lot, a lot. So it's only right for me to think that, hey, well, Outside Lands is a pretty big music festival. I hope she shows up there. Now, I'm a huge Lorde fan, so it'd be really good to see her there. But she's also coming to the Fox Theater, actually, later this month, I believe. I believe it's actually in March. Hold on one sec here. She's definitely one that I've been wanting to see for a very, very long time. But all her shows sell out so quickly, and it's nearly impossible to get tickets because she's just such a popular artist right now, and it's nearly impossible to get tickets. But she's coming to the Fox Theater in Oakland for two nights, Wednesday, March 26th and Thursday, March 27th, and I really wish I could go to that, but it's sold out, unfortunately. But if you want, you can pay the extra money to get them off StubHub or scalpers out the door or something like that. But another artist I think is going to be there is Lana Del Rey. She's coming to San Francisco now, though I do think she'll come back for Outside Lands, because she is rumored that she's hitting a lot of festivals, and Outside Lands being a decently big festival, I would think she would show up, in all honesty. That's just my opinion, though. All right, well, now that was the end of our live music discussion for today. Hopefully you got some good pointers for music festivals and Outside Lands and other things like that. So feel free to tweet me if you have any questions on any of that. My Twitter username is @DJHaffo, H-A-F-F-O. So please hit me up on Twitter and let me know if you have any questions. We're going to go to a quick break here. We're going to play some music, and we'll be right back with more crazy and outrageous news stories for you all to enjoy. All right, here is Daft Punk with Get Lucky.
Legend of the Phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. What is this I'm feeling? wanna leave, I'm with it.
Alrighty, that was Daft Punk and Pharrell with Get Lucky. Now, we are going back to the crazy and outrageous news stories for today. And this next one actually is a little, not even a little bit strange, it is very strange. I can't imagine why anyone would do this to begin with, and it kind of blows my mind. A woman named Torres Reynolds sliced off a tattoo with her of her boyfriend's name off of her arm and then mailed it to him. So that's gross enough to begin with that you would... Actually, no, it's weird that you'd still get your boyfriend's name tattooed on you. And then, because obviously, inevitably, they broke up and then she cut it off. And then the fact that she mailed it to him is what's... That's what's really creepy to me. Like, cutting it off is really weird, but then mailing it to him is just like a... You're just kind of psycho if you do that. Like, that's kind of gross. I don't know. Ugh. But anyway, so apparently he went to Alaska, quote Alaska, to pursue a new job, but it turned out he just went back home and started hooking up with his new lady. And after she found that out, that is when she did the surgery and got the mail. It put it in the mail. I just think that's such a weird thing to do. You shouldn't ever get your significant other's name put on you permanently on your body. Because, like, relationships aren't permanent always. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. And it's hard to tell when or when it isn't going to be permanent. So you might as well just not put it on your body forever. I mean, I guess she found a way around it because she cut it off, but that's just so weird to me. I don't know why you would ever want to do that. Yeah, just don't get your spouse's name tattooed on you, or I don't even think they were just dating. They weren't even married. Just sad. It's just sad what people will do. Ugh. On to our next news story, a Utah mom says that shirts in PacSun are indecent. And the way she dealt with it was she bought them all. Yes, she bought every single shirt that she thought was indecent. Now, I've actually been to PacSun. I went to PacSun yesterday, so when I read this news story, it was actually funny because I knew exactly the shirts she were talking about. It has a picture of women in very skimpy clothing positioned in very kind of sexual ways. And I can understand how you could think that's a little bit provocative and inappropriate to wear. But if you think that way, then don't buy it. Don't wear it. I don't see why that's such a big deal. I don't see why you would need to lash out. She eventually lashed out at the company as well and talked to the corporate office about that. But she ended up spending about $600 just buying out their shirts because she didn't like the way they looked. And I think that is absolutely the wrong thing to go, like, way to go about this, because if you're buying all the shirts, naturally, they're going to think that, the corporate's going to think that, oh, those shirts are selling well, let's ship out more. I mean, it's a total backwards way of going about it. I think that just complaining would have been much better and probably more effective, because now she's just urging them on, like, saying that I'm going to buy these shirts until you get rid of them. I don't think that's a very good threat, in all honesty. But, hey, you know, to each his own, I guess. I guess you just do what you want to do. That's just a weird way to go about it. That's buying shirts to make them go away. It just doesn't make sense in my mind. All right, well, this next news story is a McDonald's employee was fired after she paid to feed first responders. Now, this woman, her name is Heather Lavia, is 23 years old, has twins, and works two jobs and is in nursing school. That is a lot on her plate to begin with. And the fact that she got fired for paying for a first responder's meal is absolutely ridiculous. So the story is, when some firefighters came in, Olean, New York, and came in to order order some food after fighting a house fire in freezing temperatures, Lavia, the woman, ended up paying the bill herself. And then when they wanted some more food offered by from a different fire department, she texted her boss and asked if they would cover the cost instead of her having to pay out of pocket again, because she just did it once. She didn't really want to do it again, which is totally understandable. And then they said, no, we can't cover the cost because that is a violation of da-da-da rule. I don't know. And so she and her coworkers gathered up some money and they paid for it because she's a good person and good people do good things. And then the next day, she went in and got fired because apparently she broke a rule. Apparently you're not supposed to do that. And she's been working there for 9 years. 9 years at this one McDonald's, and they fire her over paying for a firefighter's meal. Ah, man, I can't even begin to tell you how wrong I think that is. That is so out of this world that you could actually fire someone for doing a good thing. And actually, on my last show last week, I actually talked about how a firefighter who denied going out and saving someone because it was against protocol, I said that no one will ever fire you for doing a good thing. And now I guess I have to take back that statement because clearly it just happened. That is just so outrageous how you could fire someone for doing good. I don't know, it's a sad world. It's a very sad world. But on to more silly news. A big runaway snowball slams into a college dorm. It's wreaking havoc. Two math majors at Reed College lost control of a massive snowball that rolled into a dorm, knocking in part of their bedroom wall. Fortunately, there were no injuries, but a college spokesman, Kevin Myers, said it would cost thousands to repair the building. You know, I find this absolutely hilarious because I can put myself in this situation. Hey guys, let's build a snowball, and then you lose control of it, and then it runs into a dorm building. But this was no ordinary snowball. It says here that this snowball weighed almost 1,000 pounds. 1,000-pound snowball. That's impressive, actually. I'm not even gonna say anything bad about them. That is impressive. Granted, you should probably keep control of your 1,000-pound snowball, because 1,000 pounds can do a lot of damage. And it did. To a dorm room wall. And apparently, the people that live in that dorm are actually still living in there. It doesn't bother them much. So, yeah. That's kind of cool, actually. They just decided to live with it. And I don't think any charges are being pressed or anything like that. So they just have to pay the fine for the broken door, and they'll be good to go. But I would highly suggest keeping control of your giant snowball next time. That would probably be a good thing to do before you start rolling it around at public places. All right, on to our next news story. A school tells their student the pink streaks in her hair are distracting and suspend her. Wow. Yeah, no, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's a middle school, and it's called Neptune Middle School in Florida, suspended their student because she had pink streaks in her bangs, and they considered them distracting, and it broke the code of conduct for students. I'm looking at the picture of it right now, and I can tell you guys, it's a slight streak in her bangs. Now, it sounds fair enough that they could have a rule saying that if a haircut is too distracting or in your face, that it could distract people from doing their work, and that's totally understandable. But I'm looking at it right now, guys, and I can honestly say that this is way, way too extreme of an action to be placed on this one small streak of pink in her hair. I think that the middle schoolers in particular are now trying to find out who they are. And they're in the middle of this awkward teenage life, and they need to be able to express themselves in whatever way they want to find out who they are as a person. Because otherwise, they're not going to be able to find out who they are. If they're not able to express themselves as what way they want, I mean, granted, within reason. I mean, you don't want to distract other people with your actions. But I mean, she's just doing what she thinks is right. Like, she literally, it's a small streak of pink in her hair, and it's not distracting anybody, and they suspended her for it. And it's a middle school, more of all, the most awkward part of your life, middle school and high school, and honestly, I don't think this woman should have been punished just because she was trying to express herself with a tiny little pink streak in her hair. It's something that I just don't understand. Maybe they have just a problem with pink in general. I don't see the issue here, but I'm not a principal of a middle school, so I guess I can't say anything else on the matter. But it just blows my mind how people just can't understand that these kids need to be able to express themselves in order to be happy and be successful and grow up to be all good and everything. So, I don't know. But anyway, on to our next news story. A Good Samaritan's car was stolen by a crash victim as she stopped to help. This is a very interesting story. So, when Jennifer Jones was driving home in Honolulu, Hawaii, she witnessed a serious crash of an SUV. It just took a sharp turn and then crashed. And instinctively, she pulled over to help, and she saw smoke pouring out of the crashed vehicle. The Good Samaritan rushed over to the SUV so quickly that she left the keys in her own blue Miata. And there was a woman half hanging out the passenger side and looked pretty bad. There was blood all over her, she said. So this woman sees an accident. She gets out, and she tries to help. She starts performing CPR on this woman who was half hanging out of the car. And it says here she was actually trained in CPR for 17 years. So naturally, this is what she's going to do. She's ready for this. And it said a man emerged from the SUV. The man, who was thought to be the driver, made a strange comment to Jones, asking her if she needed a taxi. And she thought that was a weird statement, and she took surprise by the remark and told the man that she was waiting for an ambulance with the injured victim. And she said, he kind of backed away looking at me, but backed away towards my car, and then all of a sudden my brake lights went on and burned rubber and screeched off. So you're stealing the car of someone who's helping someone who was just in your car? Sounds really strange, right? Well, the story goes on. It actually turns out that SUV was stolen, and they crashed it. They stole it right off the lot. Literally, they stole it right off the lot of the Toyota and then crashed it right there. And so this one woman, just thinking she's doing good, gets her car stolen because she's clueless to that he's a criminal. That little things like that make me lose a little bit of faith in humanity every single minute, because someone is doing something good and then she just has something drastically bad happen to her. And I guess that's just life and things happen, but this was totally preventable. Why would you steal the car in the first place? I mean, And then you weren't satisfied with stealing one car, you had to steal another. It's it's just absolutely preposterous to me that this can occur. And what's sad is they still haven't found the guy. The guy is still off, and they have not located him yet. They located the car, though, through the Find My iPhone app, which is kind of cool because she left her phone in the car. But they have not found the man, even though he left articles of clothing and other things in her blue Miata. Hopefully they find it soon. Another short story here. A Maine girl's cell phone catches fire in her pocket. So a woman in Kennebunk, Maine, had to do the stop, drop, and roll method when her phone actually caught on fire in her pants. And it was actually an iPhone 5C, which is interesting because I haven't heard anything about iPhone 5Cs actually catching on fire. But apparently, literally the 14-year-old girl was sitting in her classroom and her phone just started smoking and sparking and caught her pants on fire. And so they had to rush all the guys out of the room so that she could actually take the pants off and stop, drop, and roll and get the fire out before any real damage was done. She was actually treated at the hospital, but to minor wounds. So watch out, guys, with iPhone 5Cs. Apparently, they can ignite at any moment. So be on the lookout for that, because I don't want you to have to do a stop, drop, and roll and taking your pants off in class, because that'd be bad. This next story is really hilarious because it's kind of the sweet karma I'm always looking for in a burglary story. A burglary suspect was arrested after leaving his wallet at the scene. This is one of those stories where I love it. I love the happy ending. Police reports say two witnesses chased 18-year-old Adrian Jimerson when he was seen February 13th carrying a pillowcase full of items. The suspect dropped the pillowcase as he jumped the fence, but his pants ripped and his wallet fell to the ground. A school identification card was found, and he was arrested the next day. Ugh, sweet, sweet justice. That is so awesome. I love that because he, you know how embarrassing that is? That means his pants were ripped open, and his not only did his wallet fall out, but he probably had like his underwear shown and everything as he's trying to run away from these people. Oh, how humiliating, but he totally deserved it. Totally deserved it. I love that. I absolutely love that. He's being held Tuesday at the Dallas County Jail on charge of burglary of habitation with a bond of $10,000. Wow, that's actually a lot of money. But hey, you know, you shouldn't have been stealing in the first place. It's not a good thing to do. Not a good thing to do at all. Alrighty, guys. I believe I have to cut out now. This is the hour mark of the show. I thank you so much for watching on Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. This is my show, Bizarro, with DJ Hafo. I can't thank you enough for listening. We actually got quite a few listeners today. I'm so excited. I can't believe this many people tuned in. Thank you so much, and I cannot wait to see you next week, Tuesday, 4 o'clock. Better see you there. Thanks, guys.
So close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.